Hey everybody, this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat with Scorpio, and I am your host for today. So we are continuing the coverage of Bishop Lamar Whitehead, who has been arrested as of yesterday for fraud and extorting a person who was a member of his church. And he has taken to Facebook and Instagram once again, and he is saying that he is not guilty. He is also don't seem like he's going to be clout chasing this time. He said he will not be going live 50 million times. Well, he didn't say 50 million times. I'm saying 50 million times. But he did say that he will not be going live every single time. He's going to let his lawyers do his job, but I don't think he's going to do that because I don't think his lawyers told him to go live and say that he was not guilty. But anyway, also he stated that the fact that we should not believe anything that is being said, that just because he has been arrested does not mean that he is guilty. He also stated that he does not want anybody to be mad at him. He says that people are saying stuff because they're mad at him. And he does not want people to be mad at him. He don't know why people is mad at him. He said that people don't even know why they're mad at him. He said that everybody has painted him out to be a villain due to the fact that everybody still believes that he faked that robbery at his church. Allegedly, I technically still believe that too. So, yeah, he still thinks that people just need to wait and, believe everything that he's saying because nobody else is telling the truth but himself. Now, we know this is a prime example of a narcissist. He is not going to admit anything that he has done. So, if I was y'all, y'all already know how he is. Y'all already know that he does not tell the truth. He's already lied to the FBI and said that he doesn't have another cell phone, which we all know he does have another cell phone because he has gone live on Facebook and on Instagram using a second phone. So how could you lie to the feds and say that you didn't have a second phone? So now, even if he's still more than likely going to probably face the 5 years for lying to the feds in the first place. But the only thing I really feel bad about is that we will never know if Pauline Anderson is going to get her money back. You know, he's taking 90K from her. And then he still has the lawsuits for the projects in Connecticut. And then there was another person suing him for 50K from when he was running for Brooklyn Borough President. I don't know what's going to become of his wife because technically, I truly believe that she's probably in on it as well because she knows, I'm pretty sure she knows everything that he's doing. And unfortunately, she is standing by her man. Even though her man is allegedly guilty anyway. But, yeah, she said she will not divorce his She will not divorce her husband unless God tells her to. But technically, God been telling her to divorce him for a long time. But unfortunately, love is blind. And she's blinded by all the bling bling. And the cars. And she doesn't want to lose any of that. But she's about to lose all that anyway. She's going to have to find some way to get some daycare. And she's going to have to get a job instead of going on Facebook and Instagram helping him to manipulate people out of their money, because she does the same thing. She manipulates people out of their money too, telling people to sow a seed. She's doing the same exact thing he does, trying to get people to give money to them. So, you know, she could even be mixed up in it too. I'm pretty sure. I won't say I'm pretty sure, but I truly believe that she still has something to do with it too. You don't, even though you don't see her in the spotlight with him, she's definitely supporting everything that he's doing, even the illegal side of it. She supports all of that. But anyway, we're going to see if he's going to go live again today. Because remember the last time when that robbery happened, he went live all day. Clout chasing. So we're going to see if he's going to clout chase today. We're going to see if he's going to go live again today. And because we know that he really can't stay away from social media. And as of right now, he is the biggest topic on the internet. Definitely on YouTube, he is the biggest topic. Outside of Megan Thee Stallion and her court case. But now, he is another big topic. I'm not going to say all of the YouTubers, YouTube content creators are talking about him. But there is a great majority of them. And I know for a fact that they are going to keep tabs to see what happens. Most of us will anyway. But I just wanted to give a heads up. He's been live today telling people he's not guilty. Oh, and another thing. Where is Brian Ponder? Because Brian Ponder is supposed... I thought Brian Ponder was his lawyer also. Where's he at? I don't see him saying anything. He has a white woman for his lawyer. So what happened to Brian Ponder? Is he still representing you on that defamation lawsuit that you put out against the radio talk show host? Hell, they might as well throw that case out, because now he can't even focus on anything else. We already know he's losing his projects in Connecticut. He's already lost that, because there's no point in him fighting for that, because he can't do nothing anyway. Hopefully those tenants will have the back pay rent that they owe. You know, hopefully they'll get the repairs that need to be made in those apartments. You know, now that he's gone, because he's already defaulted on that loan. So I don't see how, he really don't have money to pay anybody back. But we gonna see how he pay these lawyers. And y'all people that sit up here and listen to him on his live, y'all better stop believing him and stop letting him manipulate you out your money. Because, I'm gonna say it, some people might not like it, but y'all are enabling him, because y'all keeping it going. Y'all stay on his live. Y'all make him feel like he's supported. Stop giving him your money, because at the same time while he's doing all them lives, he's literally insulting you guys. He done called y'all broke. He done called y'all stupid. He done literally insulted you guys, and y'all still giving him his money, giving him y'all money. He's making it seem like y'all ain't got no money. He's already tried to get y'all to sell $300. He done tried to get y'all to sell, what was it, $500? He done tried to get y'all to sell $1,000. Did y'all do it? I hope y'all didn't. He's trying to make y'all, and this is what some of these preachers do. They try to make the people that are watching him on their lives, they try to make them to sell into them so that they can use that money to pay off whatever bills or whatever money that they owe. Their bills, are not your problem. The only bills that's your problem is the bills that you pay in your house. So stop helping these preachers pay their bills. Let them get a job. Let them get a job like everybody else. Stop paying their bills. He's doing everything that Whitehead has been doing. He's been regurgitating everything that he has heard other preachers say. He is not a real bishop. He is a fake bishop. If you have really, really paid attention to him and how he talks, or how he tries to make it look like he's preaching, he don't know the Bible. That's one. He does not know the Bible. He misinterprets the Bible all the time. The things that he calls sermons on Sunday, they don't even make sense whatsoever. You can't follow a man like him the way he preaches, because he's not talking about anything. He goes from one thing to another. He misinterprets the scripture. And let's put this out here one more time. That scripture, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm, that ain't got nothing to do with any of us out here. It has nothing to do with us. He's not anointed, and he's definitely not a prophet. He's living a dangerous life, lying on God. It is a dangerous thing to do, to lie on God. God don't never speak to him. This is not the year of the incredible, like he always been saying. So that's not what God is saying. Stop listening to this man. Now, if you're listening to him because he sounds funny, or y'all want to crack jokes, that's on y'all. But for those that are literally following him, the 5 or 15 people that are following him, stop following him. Because God has shown you time and time again who he really is. But y'all not paying attention. Some of y'all might know because y'all are related to him, either by marriage or by blood. Of course, y'all gonna still stand by him because that's your family, whatever. But at the end of the day, y'all need to keep your money in your pockets and stop giving it to him. His debts have nothing to do with you. He's trying to get you to that money that he wants y'all to sow into him with. That ain't got nothing to do with no church. He ain't got no church. All those times that he's been telling people that he is waiting to get back into, that they'll be getting back into that church, he is never getting back into that church building. Y'all want to know why? Because after the day that he put his hands on Tasha Howard in the church during services, that landlord of that building cut off his lease. He ended the lease. He doesn't have that building no more. So y'all need to stop believing the lies that he's telling. He does not have that building no more. It's already been proven that he doesn't have that building no more, because people have already called the landlord inquiring about that building. He no longer has that building. He'll never get that building back. No landlord wants people who have so much drama up in their church, because it makes them look bad as a landlord, because they gave them a lease for that church. Then that's the reason why he no longer has that church, because of what he did to Tasha Howard. So again, y'all stop listening to this man. This man is a sick man. He's a very sick man. He is a demon. And I'm letting y'all know that now. Because I know a lot of people don't know how to discern spirits, or they can't tell when there's a demon in operation. I'm letting y'all know he's a demon. Pay attention to his face. His face tells it all. Also pay attention to the skin color, because when there is a demon manifested in you, your face color changes as well. So again, we're going to see if he goes live again today. Or is he going to listen to his lawyers and stay off the internet for the rest of the day? Hopefully, this time he'll listen to his lawyers, but I don't think he's going to listen to his lawyers because narcissists don't listen to nobody. Narcissists do not listen to nobody. So stand by. And whatever comes up today, if anything else comes up today, I will be reporting on it today. Definitely today. So y'all stay tuned and I shall return if there's any more updates as of today. Hopefully, what I will try to do is what I will try to do is I will try to post a video. I will try to see if I can get a video if he does go live again. And y'all can watch the video. I'm actually testing a new thing right now. And we're gonna see how this works out. We're gonna see how this works out. But anyway, thank you guys for watching and y'all stay tuned and we will talk later. Bye for now.